The inescapable conclusion was that the pestilence had been laid on mankind as a chastisement for its manifold sins. Lewd necklines, lascivious dancing, and shameless adultery had brought on the plague. It would end when the world was contrite, but it never seemed contrite enough. In the meantime, the country was laid waste. Farms were abandoned, whole villages deserted. The accounts for the Bishop of Winchester's lands at Farnham in Surrey tell the story of a rural society in shock. In the first year of the Black Death, 52 households, a good third of the villagers, were wiped out, given the mark defectus per pestilentem. The Farnham Rolls put names to the numbers, names like Matilda Sticker, she died together with her entire family, or a servant girl, Matilda Talvin, who saw her master and his entire household succumb to the plague. By the time it ebbed away in 1350, 1,300 had died in Farnham.